Hi, my name is Jesse Ventura, and I'm the Reform Party candidate for governor, and I'm excited about this governor's race because it's a new step forward for Jesse Ventura and the Reform Party here in the state of Minnesota. And I think it's high time that people start looking at a third party candidate. I mean, when you look at Washington right now and everything going on there, if that isn't the time and doesn't show you why a third party should be looked at now, then what will? I mean, we have our federal government in stalemate out there over what? They're not looking at the issues that's going to help the United States. And it's happening here in Minnesota right now. The mudslinging from the two parties, not talking about issues, bailing out of debates. Nobody wants to talk issues on debates anymore. And all of that going on right now. Why not a third party? Well, I'll tell you. Let's go back in history a little bit. 150 years ago, there was a candidate for President of the United States, and lo and behold, this candidate was a third-party candidate. His name, Abraham Lincoln. Now, imagine if the mindset of today had been prevalent back 150 years ago, and Mr. Lincoln would have never become our president, because in those days, it was the Republican Party that was the upstart new party. And if people had thought voting for a third party was a wasted vote, Abraham Lincoln would have never been president. Well, it's amazing, too, that 150 years ago, you were given three choices. Today, they want you to only have two. Well, ladies and gentlemen of Minnesota, you have three choices because the Reform Party is a major party. We've earned the right to be a major party, and it's about time a third-party candidate get elected. Let me tell you a few reasons why it makes common sense and logic, which many times can be an oxymoron when dealing with government. First of all, we have a three-pronged check-and-balance system, judicial, legislative, and executive. It makes no common sense to me to birth your head executive from the two legislative parties. Why? Because first of all, you've got an adversarial position towards the party that doesn't have the governor. Therefore, when a bill comes to that governor's desk, he may or may not sign it due to partisan party politics, because maybe it's originated by the other party. Jesse Ventura, as governor, has no allegiance to either one of these parties. So therefore, when a bill comes to my desk, if it's good for the state of Minnesota, I'll sign it. If it's bad for the state of Minnesota, I will veto it. And the other tie-in is simple. Both of these other two parties collect PAC money. That means they're bought and sold by political action special interest groups. And believe me, when it comes time after November 3rd, they'll be back. It'll be payback time to those special interest groups. I don't accept any PAC money. Nobody owns me. I am not a puppet. There are no strings attached to Jesse Ventura in any way, shape, or form. So you can rest assured that the decisions I make will be mine alone. And that is terrific, because let's remember this in dealing with PAC money and special interest. November 3rd is no longer an election, it's an auction to the highest bidder, and it'll be payback time down the line when that happens. And you know, with these other two candidates, it's interesting, you will see a rise in welfare. Absolutely. You're going to hear them about talking about cutting taxes, but there will be a rise in welfare. On the Democratic side, it'll be social welfare. Again, go to the special interest groups, see who's footing the bill. On the Republican side, it'll be corporate welfare. Again, go to the special interest groups, see who's footing the bill for their candidacies, and that will show you where their votes and their allegiance lie. With Jesse Ventura, that isn't going to happen. There will not be any type of special interest involved because, again, I only take $50 and $100 donations from regular citizens out there. And that's what makes me so far different from the other candidates. They're also going to tell you voting for a third party is a wasted vote. How pompous and arrogant to tell you how to vote. To tell you that if you vote for the candidate of your choice, you've somehow wasted your vote. That is ridiculous. I will tell you the definition of a wasted vote. A wasted vote is not voting your conscience or your heart. That's what you need to do when you walk in that voting booth. And I want to take a moment here to finish off and tell people how important it is to vote. You know, we in Minnesota get a 50% turnout. That's high on the national average. I think 50% is awful. Only one out of two exercised their right to vote. Remember, veterans spilled blood, gave up their lives for you to have the ability to go out and vote. It's the one thing where everyone's equal. Doesn't matter how much money you're worth or anything else. Remember, vote for Jesse Ventura, November 3rd, for your next governor.